My name is Bruce Beringer. I'm an associate professor at the University of Central Florida and author of two of the most broadly used textbooks for entrepreneurship students that are used across the United States and across the world. And I'm the author of a new book titled What's Stopping You? Shatter the 9 Most Common Myths Keeping You from Starting Your Own Business. And I've worked with a number of small business people and entrepreneurial type folks for a number of years around the world. And one thing that I've noticed over the years is that there are many people that really have a desire to start a business, but there are just a collection of reasons that they don't move forward. And many of these reasons, we've come to believe over time, me and my co-author, Dwayne Ireland, are really just myths. And it just kind of breaks our heart to see people prevented or reluctant to start a business because they're allowing these myths to make the decisions for them rather than more objective reasons. So the reason we wrote this book was just to kind of lay out these myths for people and to talk about them and dispel them to a certain degree and to encourage people that in most instances, people have the ability to start a business. So what we do in the book is we do talk about these myths one by one, and I'll provide you some of the examples of those in just a second. What we don't do is we don't tell people that starting a business is easy. And this really isn't a rah-rah book that says that, you're going to start a business and you're going to make a lot of money in a short period of time. It's not like that at all. In most cases, we don't blame people for believing the myths because, in part, they're true. But more broadly speaking, if you think about these myths carefully and you think about them conscientiously, in most cases, they can be overcome. And in most cases, people can start businesses successfully. Some of the myths we talk about in the book, and I'll just read them to you, is the first myth is it takes an extraordinary person to start a business. The second one is starting a business involves a lot of risk. The third one is it takes a lot of money to start a business. The fourth is it takes a great deal of business experience to start a business. And the fifth is the best business ideas are already taken. Now, again, in most cases, we don't blame people for believing these myths because, in part, they're true. But again, through the course of this book, what we do is we explain how if you think a little bit more carefully and a little bit more conscientiously, in most cases, these myths can be overcome, particularly if you get the kind of help that we urge people to get when they are thinking about starting a business. So the first myth, for an example, it takes an extraordinary person to start a business. Well, what we talk about in that particular chapter is in some cases that's true. If you're starting a financial services company or a medical products company or a biotechnology company, that normally takes a person with extraordinary skills to start that type of business. But having said that, the vast majority of businesses are started by people just like you and me, people that are just as smart and just as capable typically, and typically you have just as much money as many people that have started successful businesses. Along with that, you know, who's to say that you're not extraordinary? All of us have certain sets of skills and abilities and life experiences and values that may uniquely qualify us to start a business. And, we may be a better fit for a particular business or any one of you than someone with 20 years of work experience in a big business or an Ivy League degree. So there are many examples of ordinary people that have started successful businesses. And that could be the case for anyone listening to this podcast. The second, starting a business involves a lot of risk. This is really an interesting one because, you know, we talk about the psychological underpinnings of risk and why people feel nervous about leaving a job, for instance, and starting a business. Just very briefly, what happens is that in a nutshell, people tend to value goods, services, or anything more once they possess it. And in addition, people strongly prefer avoiding losses rather than acquiring gains. That's just human nature. So that's why on game shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, people often take the money rather than risking it to try to win more. You know, once people possess something like money or a job, they're reluctant to give it up, even if the possibility exists that they could exchange it for something better, like a different job or starting their own business. So just an awareness of that may help people realize that that's what they're doing and may make them more inclined to step out and start a business. Also, we urge people to think more holistically about risk. For instance, say that you have a miserable job and you're thinking about starting a business, but you think, gosh, you know, that's really risky. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Or say you're a young mother and it just breaks your heart to leave your kids at daycare 5 mornings a week, and you worry about them all day. Well, in that case, your biggest life risk may be the well-being of your kids, not whether you work in a traditional job or whether you start a business. And in the case of the person with the miserable job, even though starting a business may seem a little risky, boy, you know, living a life with a miserable job is pretty risky too. So we talk about that in the chapter of risk. The third one, another one that is one of the more popular chapters in the book, is the idea that the best business ideas are already taken. And again, you know, we don't blame people for believing that myth, because, you know, you walk into a Walmart supercenter and you see, you know, thousands of products on the shelf, and it's awful easy to believe that everything that could ever be thought of, you know, has already been thought of. But again, that's just not true. That's just a myth. There are new products that are developed every day. And society changes. Just think about the retirement of the baby boomers and the aging of the population and how many new products and services will be developed for people to help them live healthier and more invigorated and better lives as they grow older. Certainly there will be entrepreneurs and small business people that would be creating new products and services just for that group alone. And, you know, all of you can think of other needs that people have and problems that still need to be solved that may be accomplished by small business people. So, again, through the chapter of the book, we provide kind of ideas about how to come up with new business ideas and suggestions for how to do that. But more broadly speaking, we urge people to, you know, really think carefully and think conscientiously about that topic. And if you do, I think you get a growing awareness that the notion that the best business ideas have already been taken is really, again, just a myth, and a myth that can be overcome. Just another one I might mention is a myth that it's almost impossible for a new business to get noticed. One of the fears that we've noticed in business people is they have a good idea and they're willing to start a business, but they think to themselves, gosh, I'm just going to never get noticed. There's just so many advertisements and so many businesses out there. How is anyone ever going to know about us or about me? Well, again, that's just a myth. And there are many ways, inexpensive ways, for businesses to get noticed. You know, just examples are, you know, just writing a blog or putting notices up on grocery store bulletin boards, or just advertising in inexpensive ways, or speaking to civic groups. It's interesting, I was reading an article recently about a company that spent a lot of money on print and media advertising. And they hired a consulting group to come in and evaluate whether they were spending their money wisely. And the consulting group found out that in addition to the print and media advertising, this business person often went out into civic groups and just spoke, you know, just for free, and found out that more referrals for the business were generated through speaking to civic groups, which was just, you know, costless to the organization other than the person's time, opposed to the media and print advertising. So we give a lot of suggestions in the chapter for how businesses can get noticed fairly inexpensively. So just in a nutshell, what we tell people through the course of this book is that starting a business isn't necessarily easy. Sometimes business owners work longer hours than people in traditional jobs, although they do have the advantage typically of more flexibility, and typically they're doing something they're passionate about, or in a job they may be doing something just to make a living. So we tell people we don't blame them for believing the myths, but we ask people to not let the myths make the decision for them. That if they think through these various topics that we talk about in the book, it takes an extraordinary person to start a business. In most cases, that's not true. Starting a business is really risky. In most cases, that's not true. Starting a business takes a lot of money. We talk about how in most cases, that's not true. If you think carefully and conscientiously, starting a business, you need a lot of business experience. We talk about how in most cases, that just isn't true. So it's really kind of a even assessment of the business environment, and it's kind of a very conscientious look how someone that is serious about starting a business, believes it would really improve their lives, believes it's something they really want to do, how if they think carefully about these topics that we address, that in the vast majority of cases it's achievable and can lead to a more fulfilling and more financially rewarding life. So, I'm Bruce Berenger, Associate Professor of Management at the University of Central Florida and author of the new book, What's Stopping You? shatter the 9 most common myths keeping you from starting your own business. And thank you for listening to this audio podcast.